TOP this early morning, just like that. DC's COVID restrictions have been lifted.
Special honors today for a man who served in Annapolis for 50 years. I'm Michelle Bash.
Wall Street begins on an up note, slight movement gains on Thursday. Good morning. Welcome in. 5 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden calls it as he sees it on the coronavirus.
For the past year, we couldn't rely on the federal government to act with the urgency and focus and coordination we needed. And we have seen the tragic cost of that failure. 3,000 to 4,000 deaths per day.
With more than 4,300 just yesterday, he's launching what he calls a wartime effort to fight COVID. Mr. Biden has released a 200-page plan tackling everything from getting a majority of the country vaccinated by summer to reopening schools. He's planning to sign two new executive orders targeting economic relief. Congress will have to approve the dollars and cents. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
House Democrats could vote early next month on portions of President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, while a bipartisan group of 16 senators plan to meet with the Biden White House this weekend, hoping to craft a compromise.
The vaccination process continues to sputter. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says his city is struggling with a shortage of doses.
We've got the convention parking structure where we could handle 25,000 vaccinations a week. And right now, we're scheduling 6,000.
Florida Surgeon General has issued a directive requiring people be permanent or seasonal residents of the state in order to get vaccines. In Texas, prosecutors say a doctor working at a Harris County vaccination site has been charged with stealing 9 doses for family and friends. From protecting the nation's capital for the inauguration to sleeping in an unheated parking garage. Photos show scores of National Guard troops resting in a garage in the Federal Judiciary Building. Early this morning, Senator and Iraq War veteran Tammy Duckworth announced the troops have been moved back to the Capitol. A captain with the D.C. Guard blamed the original switch on increased foot traffic as Congress came back into session. President Biden's choice for defense secretary is expected to be confirmed as early as this morning. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The House has approved a waiver to allow Lloyd Austin to serve as defense secretary. The move permits the retired general to serve in the position, even though he left active duty military service in 2016. 2 years short of a 7-year waiting period usually required for the civilian job.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told fellow GOP lawmakers he wants to delay former President Trump's impeachment trial for a few weeks to give him time to put together a legal team. The hottest ticket in town today, the Mega Millions drawing. Odds of winning the $970 million prize are just one in more than 302 million. S&P futures are down 26. Dow futures off 259. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
It's 5:03 on Friday, January 22nd. We're at 35 degrees, going to the mid to upper 40s today. Good morning, I'm John Aaron. Joan Jones joins me. The top local stories we're following this hour. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan wants schools to return to hybrid in-person learning by March. And if teachers refuse, he'll look at his legal options. The Maryland Teachers Union denies it's put up roadblocks to getting back to the classroom and criticizes the governor's approach.
Cheryl Bost, president of the Maryland State Education Association, said Governor Larry Hogan's not correct when he suggests that teachers have placed endless roadblocks in the way of opening schools.
As soon as we heard about the vaccine, we advocated to make sure that our educators could be prioritized so we could open schools sooner.
Bost also said that teachers and school boards have worked to come up with plans to open safely. As to Hogan's statement that he'd look at whatever legal means he could to getting school boards, which are independent bodies, to open by March 1st, Bost says,
that's not collaborative. That's not going to get results. And as educators, we know it's about relationships and collaboration, not threats.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Meantime, Montgomery County Public Schools said in a state that it's deeply concerned by the abrupt change to the health metrics guidance provided by the state and is asking parents to give the school system time to assess and prepare for the second semester. And a similar message from Prince George's County Public Schools CEO Monica Goldson, who said the schools will continue to assess teaching and learning options. D.C.'s public school system is moving closer to getting kids back in the classroom again. The goal is to have that happen by the start of the third grading quarter. Here's where things stand after an hours-long hearing with the D.C. Council.
There's still concerns and anxieties about returning to the classroom, but D.C. Schools Chancellor Louis Farabee says it needs to happen soon.
We know this is particularly important for our youngest learners as gaps in early literacy, social-emotional development, and access to quality learning experiences have long-term impacts on students' success.
Now, amid concerns about the ability of the virus to spread in schools, Dr. Ankur Shah, a pediatrician with the city's health department, says if you take the precautions the school system's taking,
the risk of actually having COVID-19 spread within the in-person educational setting is much lower.
Vaccinations for teachers and other school staff begin next week. John Doman, WTOP News.
D.C.'s health restrictions have been all but lifted. Starting today, restaurants are able to resume indoor dining at 25% capacity, and museums are allowed to reopen with a limit of 250 people per floor. However, libraries are still closed. The move comes as the district sees a steady increase in new coronavirus infections. Over 200 new cases were recorded in D.C. over the last 24 hours. The COVID vaccine rollout has been slow in many places, including Virginia. Governor Ralph Northam says the National Guard has been deployed to help.
They have been very helpful with our testing, and now, especially when we can get them back from the chaos in Washington, we plan to put them to work as well throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Northam said the Defense Production Act, which President Biden has invoked, helps increase doses that are being manufactured in the country and will help the state move forward. The goal, he says, is to increase the number of vaccinations to about 25,000 a day. In other news this morning, one person is seriously hurt after a car crashed head-on into a Metro bus in Northeast D.C. last night. It happened just before midnight at Minnesota Avenue at the intersection with Benning Road. The driver of the car was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Several people on the bus were taken to the hospital, but they're expected to be okay. The intersection remains blocked this morning. Still ahead on WTOP, a violent night in D.C., and now a teenager has died. It's 5:07.
It's Regency Furniture's 31st anniversary sale event, and we say thank you to all our thousands of great Regency customers. Right now, we're celebrating our 31st anniversary with incredible savings store-wide. Save 50% off on every beautiful Regency Furniture group. Plus, take an extra 15% more off your entire purchase. That's not all. Regency pays all your sales tax, plus no interest financing until 2022. It's all on sale, with hundreds of items in stock ready for immediate delivery at Regency Furniture in Maryland and Virginia.
What happens when you take almost 300,000 caring CVS Health employees, setting up COVID-19 testing sites in more than 4,700 communities, administering more than 10 million tests, providing the vaccine and long-term care?